The Pentagon chief says the U.S. is sending hundreds of additional troops to Iraq to help the nation retake the city of Mosul from the Daesh terrorists.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops in support of the ISF and especially at the Kiara West airfield.
This contingent, Ash Carter says the new contingent that includes engineers and logistics personnel will help Iraqis establish a strategic springboard at the Qayyada air base. Iraqi forces retook the strategic airfield in Nineveh province from Daesh on Saturday. The new troop deployment brings the number of U.S. forces in Iraq to more than 4,600, despite fears of Washington is planning to use the battle against Daesh as a pretext to strengthen its own foothold there. Carter also says American military advisors are prepared to accompany Iraqi battalions if needed. The U.S. Defense Secretary arrived in Baghdad on Monday and met with the Iraqi Premier and Defense Minister to discuss the next moves in the fight against Daesh. Joining us from Washington is Michael Maloof. He's a former Pentagon official. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Maloof. Now, is this a prudent course of action on the part of the U.S.?
Well, I think it's one in which they were requested to bring in troops. I know there's a lot of reluctance on the part of Iraqis for the United States to have a presence there, but it was at their request, and it could portend the possibility that the United States may be sticking around there for quite some time. Let's say, for example, they are able to do away with Daesh and liberate Mosul. That whole area and everything else is going to require infrastructure reconstruction, but the problem is that the more immediate need is to make sure that the ISF has the proper training and assistance and equipment and training in order to do the job, and they're going to be taking the lead, and that's just the reality of what's on the ground right now.
So, Mr. Maloof, let me get this straight. You are thinking that perhaps the U.S. will be there for a long-term presence when it deploys more troops in Iraq?
I think the possibility is there that there will be a continuing U.S. influence. I think the United States, first and foremost, wants to ensure that Daesh is defeated. But as I say, there's also going to be the need for humanitarian and reconstruction assistance. So they're all that we need to take off that military hat for a second and assist in rehabilitating areas that have been devastated. But I think the United States may be involved in doing that, and it appears as though the Iraqi government's going to be requesting that kind of assistance, just as they did for the military assistance.
Well, speaking of that, Mr. Maloof, do you think that the Iraqi government had much of a choice when the U.S. decided to send its troops?
Yeah, I do. I just think that the United States certainly has put pressure on the government to allow it to bring in some more, although politically in the United States, there's a severe reluctance to get involved, but the commitment, the overt commitment, is to try to eliminate Daesh militarily. Now, that then creates additional issues and problems. First of all, U.S. presence back in Iraq. There are many folks in Iraq who feel that they can do it themselves. The problem is that up until now, they haven't. So what the United States would be bringing will be training and assistance, intelligence. They can bring in the firepower, but I'm hoping that they will leave militarily as soon as they accomplish that mission, so the United States doesn't once again look like an occupier.
Well, let's hope so. Before I let you go, Mr. Maloof, also up until now, the Iraqi army seems to have cleared away many of the areas that were once taken by Daesh, where we're now left with the last stronghold, Mosul, so to speak. So then the question is, has the U.S. or will the U.S. be effective in this fight against Daesh? Is the U.S. even needed?
The U.S. would probably be needed. However, I don't think that the Daesh strategy is something where they lose territory, then they do hit and run. They will do more counterinsurgency kind of work. As soon as they just evaporated and disappeared from Fallujah, you'll recall that they hit Baghdad very, very hard. And I think that the ISF is spread too thinly. They're not trained for that kind of operations. And as a consequence, the question is, can the ISF hold the territory that they once take back? And I think that's still a question mark.
Okay, let's wait and see how that pans out. That's Michael Maloof, former Pentagon official, joining us live from Washington. Mr. Maloof, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.